Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 15 to 20. The words of Moses to the people of Israel. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own brothers. You must listen to him. For this is what you asked of the Lord your God at Horeb, on the day of the assembly, when you said, Let us not hear the voice of the Lord our God, nor see this great fire any more, or we will die. The Lord said to me, What they say is good. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brothers. I will put my words in his mouth, and he will tell them everything I command him. If anyone does not listen to my words that the prophet speaks in my name, I myself will call him to account. But a prophet who presumes to speak in my name anything I have not commanded him to say, or a prophet who speaks in the name of other gods, must be put to death. Anyone who has begun studying the Bible might come away from it a little overwhelmed. So much to learn, so much to remember, so many changes I need to make in my life. What if I mess up? God's people Israel had received much instruction from Moses over the course of 40 years. They would be blessed if they remembered to obey all that the Lord had commanded them through the prophet. But now Moses was soon to die, just as they were on the verge of finally entering the promised land. What if they forgot all he had taught them? Unfortunately, they did just that. The people that God had chosen to be his own forgot about him and turned to serve false, make-believe gods that could not help them. They did what pleased their sinful hearts and brought the curse of the law down upon themselves. But the Lord kept his promise through Moses to send another prophet, a greater prophet. Jesus Christ, the Son of God in human flesh, did not just come to remind the people of what they should be doing, or point out how they had failed to do what God had commanded. Jesus came to keep the law perfectly as everyone's substitute, and to bring forgiveness of sins to all who trust in God's promise of grace through him. The Bible teaches, For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known. When it comes to following God's holy commands, we can make mistakes. We can, and we do. But with the coming of Jesus, the prophet of grace and truth, we are free from the fear of failure. The Lord has revealed himself to us as a God who has removed our guilt through the death of his Son on the cross. Our faith in his forgiveness allows us to look at each day as an opportunity to show our gratitude for his love. Holy Father, I thank you for sending your Son, Jesus, to reveal yourself to us as a forgiving God. Let his word and work of salvation be my greatest hope and joy. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.